What's up? Today we're going to be talking about self-esteem. So there are two true things you have to learn if you really want to become successful in life, right? And the first one is self-esteem, and the second one is the mastery of language, either written, spoken, or your vocabulary. And if you can master those things, then you can basically do anything in the world. Because if you were full of self-esteem right now, you could go out and get any job you wanted. I'm not saying that there isn't an thing with self-esteem, but people will walk on you. You won't get paid the right amount of money if you don't have the right self-esteem. And just life will run you over if you're not, fully in charge of who you are. And if you want to read a really incredible book, it's called Psycho Cybernetics, and it just basically goes into, he was he was a surgeon, a plastic surgeon, and he would, fix people's faces for a living and their bodies, and he would have the craziest thing happen where with some of his clients, they would improve their, he would improve the way that they looked, and their lives would just take off, and they would do incredible things because they felt better about themselves and they saw themselves as a new person and they've had this new self-esteem. And then he had other patients that he would fix, and they would still stay the same way and still stay down basically, and their lives wouldn't get better and they'd actually wind up wanting to come back or have something happen. And it just all goes to how we perceive ourselves in our lives. Because if all we see ourselves as a, burger flipper or, custodian, and we never see ourselves as being able to be anything more, then we won't. I think it's Les Brown who has a quote that says, you gotta aim high, because most people, what they do is they don't set goals, and they set their life up for to get nothing, and they get exactly what they set out for, and they get nothing, so you have to really bring yourself up to a higher level of self-awareness and self-esteem. And I mean, the way that I personally have thought about how you build your self-esteem is you find one thing that you're good at. And from that one thing, you plant that seed in your mind that I'm good at this and I can be good at other things. All I have to do is try. And if you can do that, you can take the self-esteem and the confidence from one place in your life and you can take it to the rest of your life. So it kind of builds, and there's lots of more things you can do. You should journal about your self-esteem, and especially if it's something that you're trying to strive for or you're trying to start something. I mean, you can really either build up your self-esteem, your self-respect, or you can just really think, like, what's the worst that's going to happen? And you can try it. And once you try and you try and you try, you're probably going to win. And then once you get that win, your self-esteem is automatically going to blow up and going to keep going from there. But it's just that initial first step of believing in yourself that you can achieve what you truly set out to do. That's what's so important to be able to get to.
Self-esteem.
It's so important, man. And it's just important for your whole life. A lot of people get damaged when they're little or they're put down, and that's when they build this barrier of thinking that they're less than they really are. When I was little, I was a fat kid. You could butter me up and roll me down a hill, and I mean, I really wasn't that big, but I was before I got so tall, I had a little while where I was fat and they'd call me Tubbs. But it really hurt my little self-esteem when I was, 13 or whatever. I'd get self-conscious and have to, wear a shirt at the pool or whatever. And it stuck with me forever until I finally was able to realize, I'm beautiful. I am whole. There's nothing wrong with me. So these are all things that we have to tell ourselves. And once we really can just let go, it's important to maybe feel that pain that was caused, little kids are mean. but then to let it go because it doesn't have any real standing in the real world. You know, even if you are a little overweight, I still love you, and you know, you are whole. And I think that's just one of the strongest things that a lot of people deal with is they don't feel complete. They think that they're inadequate, or they're not good enough. So I'm here to tell you today, you are good enough and you are whole. And if you have any fear of doing something, just try and do it and do your best. That's all you can do, right? You don't have to be perfect. All you have to do is show up and do the absolute best that you can. And that's all you can do. And it's so powerful just to get that into your mind. Like, we see all these other successful people, and just because they're good at it, it's because they got up and they did it, you know? And they don't have their best days. You know, the Super Bowl's coming up. I guarantee someone's going to drop a pass, or someone's going to throw an interception or something, you know? And all they're doing is they're doing their best, and then they go home at the end of the day. That's all we all have to do. So if you're about to step into something that is bigger than yourself, all you have to do is just start and just do it and try your best, and then do it again. And that's how you build the self-esteem. That's how you build confidence as well. You jump over that hurdle. You realize that you are whole. You are good enough, and you can do incredible things, but you have to first initially try. I mean, you fail everything that you don't try because you don't do it. But if you do it and you see, you know, this is something I see myself doing right now and it's awesome, then you're going to get confidence and you're going to build on that and you're going to build self-esteem. So self-esteem, it's a noun. Confidence is one's own worth or abilities, and self-respect. In psychology, the term self-esteem is used to describe a person's overall sense of worth or personal value. In other words, how much you appreciate and like yourself. Self-esteem is often seen as a personality trait, which means that it tends to be a stable and enduring. I think anyone needs self-esteem. I think you need to really work hard and pick yourself up when you're down. And if you have friends that are down, you know, it's important to encourage them and to help them through their low self-esteem times. And like I said before, like, a lot of it is it's all bullshit. It's all the self story that we teach ourselves to keep ourselves down, the limiting beliefs. And if you just try, you know, you can do amazing things. So I think that's pretty much where I'm getting to with it. But let's just talk about some actionable steps for improving your self-esteem. You know, so I really think journaling maybe on your self-esteem will at least bring it to light. You know, just like making an overall plan of, you know, how you feel when things happen and where you're at when you feel the limiting beliefs creep in and when you feel like your self-esteem is not where it should be. So journal about it before you go to sleep. You can always, you know, go into your subconscious and say, you know, I am good enough for what's going to happen tomorrow, and I'm going to kick tomorrow's ass, and I'm going to figure out what I need to do to be the best me that I can be tomorrow. And that's all I'm going to do. So, you know, I am whole, I am good enough. And then you just count down from 5, you know, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then you just fucking do it, and you do your absolute best in any outcome. I feel like a lot of people just get down on themselves, and it's not necessarily always their fault. Sometimes they have a poor diet, or they're just tired, or, you know, they're not quite sober, and they don't practice enough self-care. There's a lot of chemicals that we think to be ourselves, but in reality it's really just our gut is fucked up, or we haven't been getting enough sleep or enough rest. These can also take down our self-esteem. So you need to practice self-care, and then you can also identify triggers that trigger your low self-esteem. You know, whenever somebody says a joke or something like you don't handle it well, that could be a trigger. And instead of getting upset, take that moment of pause. And instead of getting upset, you ask yourself, why does this make me feel this way? why does this make my self-esteem lower? And then you can probably start to think, well, back then this happened, blah, blah, you know, and you can just reverse analyze it. And then when you do feel that anger, you can feel it and then let it go. Or you can go to the gym and work it out and move the energy. Or there's lots of things that you can do. So you can also target your impulses, you know. Acknowledge your reaction, choose response, accept your impulse. I don't think people fucking think about self-esteem enough. Because I feel like a lot of people aren't getting paid what they deserve. You know, they go to work, they work their ass off, and they have better work ethic than most people. But yet the guy or the girl with self-esteem is the one that gets paid more because they hold their self-worth to a higher caliber. Like, we are basically the absolute lowest that we will allow. That's the truth. We're, as a human being, our mind is always trying to fight to do the simplest thing. And our, you know, we're always just trying to create little connections and shortcuts so that we don't have to work as hard. And that's just how we are as human beings, you know. We're the lowest denominator of what we'll allow and what our standards are. Like, if our standard is high, we will live a much higher life. You know, if our standards are low, we'll live a lower life because we'll let ourselves slack off. We'll let it go. We'll let it slide. And I think that has to do a lot with your self-esteem. So one way that you can start raising your standards is you just take toll of everything, you know, around you and what you've let go for a while. This could be your bank account. This could be your friends, your partying, your work, you know. Where have you let it slide? And then ask yourself, and then when you have a pretty good baseline of all, like the lowest standard, you see, whenever you have a good spike, either in your income or your house or your friendships, you can raise the bar and make sure that you don't go back down to where you were at your lowest point. And then you just keep working your way back up and up and up, and you just never let yourself slide back down to where you were. And if you do, you just get back on that horse and you keep on riding, and you raise your standards. You raise the quality of your work. You raise the amount of money that you save in your bank account. You raise the amount of time that you spend with your friends and your family. You know, and that's another way that you can start building your self-esteem, is you can just raise your standards. You know, I don't care what you think, you know, if you just do and be the best that you possibly can be, and you make notes and you take action, you're going to become someone even better, and you're going to keep building. You know, that's the beautiful thing about life. It's like, if you keep striving forward and you keep being conscious and mindful of what you're doing, you're going to get where you want to go. It's, you know, I don't think I can, you know, say that enough. It's like, if you really focus and you just take one step at a time, if you just get 1% better every day, eventually you're going to get where you want to be. Now, sometimes we don't even have the goals of where we want to be. So if we all were going to come up with a self-esteem goal now, I think we would just put the goal like, I'm going to love myself, I'm going to be whole, and I'm going to make sure that I get paid what I'm worth, and I'm going to make sure that people treat me the way that I want to be treated because I'm worth it. And we can do that as a goal for every day almost. Every day we can tell ourselves, okay, today I'm going to make sure that I maximize, that I get paid for what I'm worth, and that I love myself, and that people are going to treat me how I deserve to be treated. And then you just take that day by day, and you can do that month by month, and then you can look back, right? You can always reflect at the end of the day. Did I have a situation where I did not stand up for myself, or I let my self-esteem too low, and it could have been better, you know? So it's important just to document in the morning and then reflect at night on, and instead of thinking about all the bad things at night, we want to think about all the good things that we did, all the positive things that we did for our self-esteem today, all the things that made our self-esteem feel good. And then if we find things that really make us feel good and really make us happy, And if we find ways that we can get paid for the most of what we're worth, you know, then that's what we need to double down on. And we just pour gasoline on that motherfucker until our self-esteem is on fire and we're feeling good about ourselves. So that's my little tip. I really think self-esteem is just so important. You know, I feel so many of my friends are just living less, you know, lackluster lives because they just don't have the self-esteem. They've never had anybody show them that they can do more and they can be more. And I think we should all just think about it and push the boundaries, you know. Go get a new job where you can make more money, or just go apply or go talk to somebody, you know. And or if you're afraid of asking, you know, be like, I'm worth this, I'm gonna go do this, you know. Or if you're living a life that isn't satisfying, you know, have the courage to take care of yourself and go fucking kick ass somewhere else and do something more important, or have that tough conversation, you know. But you are whole, you are worth it, and fuck yeah, take care.